Hello, hello everyone, and welcome, welcome. My name is Akiyemi McCoy, and I am the Christian therapist. And I just want to let you know that anything that I share on this podcast is for educational purposes only and not meant to ever be a replacement for therapy or counseling with a licensed mental health professional. So today, I want you to just sit back and relax and enjoy this podcast. So I went on a cruise. Matter of fact, I'm actually still on the cruise to the Royal Caribbean, Allure of the Seas. And this is actually my very first cruise. And it traveled to places like St. Martin, as well as St. Martin, which is in the Virgin Islands. It also cruised to Haiti, as well as San Juan, Puerto Rico. So anyway, the eye-opening experience that I received from being on this cruise is that I will be turning 50 years old in the next month. And I realized that my first half of my life has been just in North America. I've not ever been anywhere outside of North America. And sometimes we have a very short view of the world. We only know what we have been exposed to. I was never exposed to anything outside of North America. But it came to my realization that I need to explore other areas of the world. Because if I don't do that in this lifetime, I won't have another chance to do it, right? And when I was on this cruise, I realized there are so many different cultures, nationalities, and different ethnic groups on this cruise that represents so many places in this world. And so that's what made me realize that life is way too short for us to only be exposed to one area of the world. We need to utilize whatever funds that we earn, money that we earn, to visit and see other parts of the world. I just realized just how narrow my view was. And now that I've had the opportunity to taste a cruise for the very first time, and I visited, on this cruise, I was able to visit the French side. I mean, when we went to St. Martin's, Virgin Islands, we were able to visit the French side, which is on the same island, and the Dutch side. So we visited two countries in one day. And even though they were small and they didn't have much between the two of them, it still just blew my mind about the history of each country, you know, how they, you know, were established. And even though San Juan, Puerto Rico is part of the United States, it still blew my mind the history that I learned about how San Juan, Puerto Rico became part of the United States. And then how they feel about the fact that not too many presidents even visited their country. I mean, they're not a separate country, but they've never visited Puerto Rico. So again, I'm saying all this to say, we need to know what's out there outside of where we live at. And there are people on this ship that do that, and they spend their time and their, you know, their money on vacationing and cruising with their family. There are some people on this ship that have cruised for 20 years, and they go every year, sometimes three times a year. And I understand that everybody doesn't have the money to do some of the things that some of these people are doing. But there are families all throughout this ship, and they're in groups and spending time with their family, and then you see them booking more cruises. There are some people on here that are cruising this week, and then they stay on the ship and cruise somewhere else for another week, because, and they're a lot older, some of them are a lot older, but the fact is they still use their time and their money, more so to see wherever they can see the world. And so I'm just saying that to you and to myself, whoever's listening, that we got to be mindful that if we have opportunity, and I mean that, with every fiber of my being, because I know everybody does not have that opportunity, and I know everybody does not have that kind of money. I don't have that kind of money, but what I do realize for myself that instead of spending money as much on material items, I'll be trying to save my money to utilize it for vacation time, family time, exploring different countries, exploring different continents. There are seven continents, right? And I've only seen one. There's Asia, there's Africa, there's Australia, there's Antarctica, there's Europe. What I say? Europe, North America, and South America. Have we even been anywhere outside of our own continent? So, no, I know I haven't, but that is my life's desire now. And I say that because, prior to this trip, right before this trip, I had a stroke. And now that I am healthier and able to continue earning the income, I want to be able to use that income that I earn to take more trips. And I'm hoping and hoping that my family will join me in that instead of spending money on things that have no real value, and I'm talking material things, clothes and shoes and just stuff that is so just goes to waste. But the time that we spend seeing other countries and continents and spending time with our family on vacations is so much more valuable than anything we can buy in a retail store. So that's my little thought for today. And I pray and hope that anybody that's listening will kind of think about that, because at 50 years of living, for me, I've realized I've seen nothing. And now that my children are older, and again, there are families on here with newborn babies and little babies and, toddlers, a whole lot of them on this ship. So you can do it even if you got little children. So it really doesn't matter that you don't have to necessarily wait like I did until your kids are older. You can do the trip anytime when you put the money aside and try to find a way to get there. But I would like to say it's good to live your life trying to see other things other than the box that we live in. All right. Until the next time, good mental health and good spiritual health, and y'all take care. If you ever wish to connect with me, you can always feel free to visit my website at www.life-counseling-transitions.com. And I'm on Twitter at Akayemi Listens. I also have a Facebook page, and that is Life Counseling Transitions. So I hope to see you, and I hope that you want to maybe leave a message and tell me about your experience and what you think about this podcast episode. Do you get out? Do you vacation? Did you get that eye-opening experience on your very first vacation? And if you decide that you do want to leave me a voice message on this podcast, I'll go ahead and publish that on this one as well. If you got something good to say to others out there that might be listening, go ahead and shoot me a message. Okay. Until the next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.